Please note, this episode includes an AI guest host. Some responses have been generated by artificial intelligence.
Hello, dazzling data detectors and forensic fanatics. Welcome back to AI Innovations Unleashed, where we untangle the knots of technology with Dr. JR, who's probably trying to debug his coffee machine again. I'm your favorite flitty AI co-host, Nex, here to kick things off before Dr. JR gets bogged down in, well, human stuff. We're diving deep into the final installment of our AI True Crime series, and let me tell you, it's going to be a bite-sized adventure. So buckle up, buttercups, because if you think AI isn't changing crime, you're probably just living in a data dream. Huh, get it? Data dream? Because AI? Oh, never mind. Let's get to the good stuff.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of AI Innovations Unleashed. I'm your host, Dr. JR, and as you just heard from our ever-enthusiastic AI host, Nex, we're wrapping up our captivating series, AI True Crime. It's been an incredible journey exploring how artificial intelligence is reshaping the world of criminal investigation, and I'm thrilled to once again be joined by our brilliant returning guest, Dr. Aris Thorne, a leading expert in forensic AI. Dr. Thorne, always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Dr. JR. The pleasure's all mine, as always. It's been a truly insightful series, and I'm excited to delve into our final discussion on the digital detective's dilemma. After our last episode, where we touched upon the burgeoning use of AI and analyzing vast datasets for cold cases, I've had so many people reach out with questions about the practicalities and, of course, the pitfalls.
Indeed, and that's precisely what we're tackling today. In our previous episodes, we explored everything from AI's role in DNA analysis and pattern recognition, which helps forensic scientists reduce the margin of error and focus on just the crucial evidence, to its surprising ability to identify victims through machine learning models that score online activity. We've seen how AI can process millions of data points far beyond human capability, providing insights that might otherwise be missed. For those joining us, when we talk about machine learning, we're referring to the type of AI that allows systems to learn from data without being explicitly programmed. It identifies patterns and makes predictions based on what it's seen before. Think of it like teaching a child to recognize a cat by showing them hundreds of pictures of cats, rather than giving them a strict definition. The machine learns from these examples and then applies the learning to new, unseen data.
Precisely. And it's not just about identifying patterns. We're seeing AI move into the realm of prediction, albeit with significant ethical considerations. For instance, some law enforcement agencies are utilizing AI to analyze historical crime data to predict potential crime hotspots. While the aim is noble, to allocate resources more effectively and potentially prevent crimes, it's a very delicate dance. The accuracy of these predictive policing systems, which use AI algorithms to forecast future criminal events, is heavily reliant on the quality and impartiality of the data they're trained on. If the data is biased, the predictions will be biased. It's a classic case of garbage in, garbage out. And in this context, the garbage can be very sensitive historical injustices.
And that's a crucial point, Dr. Thorne, and one that resonates with all these recent news articles. We've seen reports such as one from May of 2025 discussing the debate around AI's ability to truly predict crime, noting that human actions are far more complex than just data patterns. There's a real concern about reinforcing bias. And in a recent study published in the Journal of Policing and Society in April of 2025, highlighted that while predictive policing models can identify areas with higher crime rates, they often struggle to account for underlying socioeconomic factors. This can then lead to over-policing in already marginalized communities, creating a feedback loop where increased policing in certain areas leads to more arrests, which then further biases the data, leading the AI to predict more crime in those areas. And speaking of biases, That brings us directly to a significant challenge in AI true crime, algorithmic bias. For our listeners, algorithmic bias occurs when an AI system produces unfair or discriminatory results due to biases present in the data that it was trained on or in the algorithm's design itself. It's like a magnifying glass that can inadvertently amplify existing social inequalities, making it a critical concern for ensuring fair justice.
Absolutely. This is perhaps one of the most pressing ethical dilemmas. If an AI is trained on historical crime data that reflects existing societal biases, for example, over-policing in certain neighborhoods or demographic groups, or even disparities in sentencing, the AI can inadvertently perpetuate and even amplify those biases. This means the system might unfairly target individuals or communities, leading to wrongful accusations or investigations, or even influencing sentencing recommendations in a biased way. A research article from June 2025 from the International Journal of Digital Forensics highlighted various types of bias in digital forensics, including algorithmic bias, data bias, and even observer bias. Observer bias is particularly tricky because even well-meaning human annotators who label the data for the AI to learn from can unconsciously embed their own biases into the training sets. We're talking about the fundamental data that these systems learn from. So if that foundation is shaky, the entire structure built upon it will be too. It's why a multidisciplinary approach involving ethicists, sociologists, and legal scholars is as crucial as the technical expertise.
That's pretty powerful and frankly, a bit unsettling. But to balance that, let's transition to a new segment we're calling Case Files, AI in Action. Here, we'll look at specific instances where AI has genuinely made a tangible difference in solving or progressing criminal cases. One fascinating area is the use in AI in reconstructing events. A report from March 2025 detailed how AI-powered simulation tools are being used by accident reconstructionists to analyze complex traffic incidents. These tools can process vast amounts of data, from vehicle telemetry to witness statements and even weather conditions, to create highly accurate 3D models of collisions. This provides a much clearer picture for investigators and juries alike, offering insights into speed, impact angles, and even pedestrian movements that would be difficult to ascertain manually.
Indeed, JR. And it's not just traffic accidents. We're seeing similar advancements in crime scene reconstruction for violent crimes. Imagine a complex scene with multiple bullet trajectories, blood spatter patterns, and fragmented evidence. Traditionally, this is painstaking manual work, often relying on triangulation and physical models. But with computer vision, which is an AI field that enables computers to see and interpret digital images and videos, essentially teaching computers to understand what they're looking at, and 3D modeling techniques that can analyze these elements, identify relationships between them, and generate highly accurate digital recreations. This can help investigators confirm or refute hypotheses about how a crime unfolded, helping them connect the dots in ways that might be extremely difficult or time-consuming for humans alone. This significantly speeds up the process and can uncover subtle details that might be missed by the human eye. For instance, an article from June 2025 by Saxion University in the Netherlands discussed their AI-driven forensic investigation system, nominated for a computable award, which combines 3D reconstruction, gas detection, and AI-driven scenario analysis for faster and safer crime scene analysis, even in dangerous environments.
That truly sounds like something out of a futuristic crime show, but it's happening today. Another compelling application is the realm of identifying unknown individuals. We touched on this in an earlier episode regarding AI's ability to analyze online footprints. In February 2025, a missing persons case in Florida was significantly advanced when AI analyzed thousands of social media posts, public records, and even obscure online forums to piece together a digital profile of a long missing person. The AI wasn't just searching for names. It was identifying linguistic patterns, common interest, and connections that indicated the individual might have adopted a new online identity. This kind of pattern recognition, the process of identifying trends or regularities in data, often used to classify or group information, much like how a doctor might recognize patterns and symptoms to diagnose a disease, is where AI truly shines. It allows investigators to see connections across vast, disparate data sets that could be invisible to the human eye.
It's a testament to AI's ability to handle what we call big data, which refers to extremely large and complex data sets that traditional data processing applications are inadequate to deal with. Human investigators simply couldn't manually sift through that volume of information. And it extends beyond just social media. Consider the analysis of vast surveillance footage. While the ethical implications of widespread surveillance are a separate, vital discussion, when such footage is available and legally accessible for a specific investigation, AI can be indispensable. A recent report from July 2025 discussed how AI-powered video analytics were used in a major metropolitan area to quickly identify a suspect's vehicle across multiple camera feeds after a hit-and-run incident. The AI could track the vehicle's movement and even identify minor distinguishing features, like a dent or a specific sticker, that a human might miss when watching hours of footage. This drastically narrows down the search, allowing human investigators to focus their efforts. This kind of real-time analytics, processing data as it comes in, is becoming increasingly critical for rapid response and identification.
It's clear that AI brings incredible capabilities to the table. However, as you alluded to earlier, Dr. Thorne, with great power comes great responsibility, especially when we talk about its application in the justice system. The digital detective's dilemma really boils down to navigating the ethical minefield. One of the most significant challenges right now is the proliferation of deepfakes. These synthetic media, usually video or audio clips, that have been digitally altered or generated by AI to replace someone's likeness or voice with that of another person. We saw a concerning incident from earlier this year, in February of 2025, where a company's chief financial officer was perfectly mimicked using AI-powered deepfake technology to defraud employees of millions of dollars. The voice was indistinguishable, the cadence perfect. This presents a massive challenge for forensic experts trying to distinguish authentic evidence from AI-generated forgeries. How are investigators tackling this new frontier of manipulated evidence, and what's the latest in detection?
It's a constant race, a true cat and mouse game between creators and detectors. Law enforcement is developing a two-pronged approach. First, there's the technical analysis. This involves utilizing advanced digital forensics techniques, which can detect subtle digital artifacts left behind by manipulation. They're also deploying AI detection algorithms, specifically designed to spot inconsistencies that indicate a deepfake, such as unusual blinking patterns, odd lighting, or unnatural movements that a human might not immediately notice. For audio deepfakes, specific audio analysis tools can detect anomalies in vocal patterns, background noise, or even subtle digital compression artifacts that might indicate fabrication. Some emerging technologies are even exploring the use of blockchain for tracking digital evidence, creating an immutable ledger that can verify the authenticity and chain of custody for digital files, making it much harder for deepfakes to be introduced as legitimate evidence. Secondly, and equally important, is human intelligence. This relies on traditional methods like witness interviews, background checks, corroborating evidence from non-digital sources, and behavioral analysis. If a deepfake appears, investigators must cross-reference it with other pieces of evidence. However, as that February 2025 article pointed out, detection technology often lags behind criminal innovation. The World Economic Forum, in a July 2025 report, emphasized that deepfake fraud cases surged 1,740% in North America between 2022 and 2023, with financial losses exceeding $200 million in Q1 2025 alone. This highlights the urgency for robust verification protocols. The legal system is also adapting, exploring tiered evidence systems that assign different weights to digital evidence based on its verification level. For example, a video verified by multiple independent sources and showing no signs of deepfake manipulation might be given higher evidentiary weight than a similar video that shows subtle signs of AI alteration or has an unclear provenance.
That's a fascinating concept, tiered evidence. It acknowledges the fluid nature of digital authenticity, and it highlights the need for constant vigilance and collaboration between tech developers, law enforcement, and legal professionals. Another intriguing development we've touched upon in previous episodes is the use of AI in solving cold cases. In fact, a report from September 2024 mentioned UK police departments testing AI to analyze evidence in cold cases, including a 30-year-old unsolved murder, with the software reviewing material from 27 cases taking just 30 hours. That's an astonishing speed compared to traditional methods, which could take years of human dedicated effort.
It truly is remarkable, and it speaks to AI's incredible capacity for processing large volumes of data rapidly. Think about it. Sifting through decades of handwritten notes, video footage, financial transactions, social media, and emails simultaneously. This kind of data processing, the automated collection, manipulation, and analysis of data to extract meaningful information, is where AI truly shines, allowing human investigators to focus on leads that were once buried. The Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department also used an AI tool to create a timeline of events from 3,000 pages of an investigative file in a 20-year-old unsolved murder. It wasn't about the AI solving the case directly, but rather taking an overwhelming amount of unstructured data and turning it into a structured, digestible format. This allowed human detectives to quickly identify new avenues of inquiry. It's about augmented intelligence, where AI enhances human capabilities, not replaces them. The human detective is still the one making the connections, but with AI providing a meticulously organized and cross-referenced set of facts, it's like having an army of tireless research assistants.
Exactly. And like having an army of tireless research assistants, we run support from our advertisers. So please listen to this advertisement and help us fund those tireless research assistants.
Ever feel like your business decisions are made by throwing darts at a board? It's time to upgrade to a more precise approach. Enter AI Innovations Unleashed, your co-pilot in navigating the digital frontier. At AI Innovations Unleashed, we harness cutting-edge AI innovations, advanced data analytics, and strategic consulting to drive business transformation. Our mission is to empower your organization to thrive in the digital era and achieve a sustainable competitive advantage. NextWavyStrategies.com. Imagine having an AI assistant that doesn't just suggest your next binge watch, but propels your business into the future. That's what we offer. A partnership that turns complex data into clear strategies and strategies into success. So, if you're ready to stop relying on gut feelings and start making informed choices, visit us at AIinnovationsunleashed.com. Let's make your business smarter, one algorithm at a time.
And we are back. And talking about those tireless research assistants, that's also brings us to that key distinction, Dr. Thorne, of augmented intelligence. It brings us back to the idea of AI as a tool, not an autonomous decision maker. This is particularly important when we consider the ethical implications of AI impacting real lives. There was a unique and poignant story from May 2025 about an Arizona man who died in a road rage incident. His family used AI to create a victim impact statement in his own voice for the court sentencing. It's believed to be the first time AI has ever been used in that way. While powerful, it also raises profound questions about the boundaries of AI in legal proceedings. For instance, while emotionally impactful, could such a statement be perceived as manipulative or even as crossing a line in legal presentation? And how do we ensure the voice genuinely reflects the deceased's sentiments if they didn't explicitly create it themselves? What level of human input and consent is required for such a sensitive application?
It's a powerful example of AI's potential for emotional resonance, but also a stark reminder of the ethical tightrope we walk. While deeply moving, it underscores the importance of rigorous ethical frameworks for AI use in the justice system. Who is accountable if the AI-generated statement misrepresents the deceased's true sentiments? How do we ensure that such applications are used with the utmost respect for the individuals involved and the integrity of the legal process? These are questions that legal and ethical experts are grappling with right now, as AI continues to evolve at an unprecedented pace. The concept of accountability in AI becomes paramount, meaning clearly defining who is responsible for the AI's actions and outcomes, especially when those actions have significant real-world consequences. This ties into the broader discussion of AI transparency, which is the ability to understand how an AI system makes its decisions. If we can't understand why an AI made a certain recommendation in a criminal investigation, or how it arrived at a particular conclusion, it's very difficult to hold anyone accountable or challenge its findings in court. This lack of transparency, often referred to as the black box problem of AI, is a major concern for legal professionals, as highlighted in a July 2025 article by Duke Law School professors. They argue that judges, jurors, and lawyers need to fully interpret AI used in criminal cases, advocating for glass box AI over black box AI, where possible.
Exactly. The human-in-the-loop approach, where human oversight is maintained at critical decision points, is essential. AI should provide advisory insights, not deterministic judgments. It's about empowering investigators and legal professionals, not replacing their critical thinking or their judgment. This also leads us to the crucial discussion of bias mitigation in AI. Since we know AI can inherit and amplify biases from its training data, how are developers and law enforcement agencies working to counteract this? And what are the newest strategies being employed?
Bias mitigation is a multifaceted challenge, requiring continuous effort. One approach is to meticulously curate and diversify the training data. This means actively seeking out and including data from a wide range of demographic groups, socioeconomic backgrounds, and even geographic locations, ensuring that the AI isn't predominantly learning from a narrow subset of society. This involves techniques like oversampling underrepresented groups in the data, or using synthetic data generation to create more balanced data sets. Another technique is adversarial training, where two AI models compete against each other. One tries to generate biased outcomes, and the other tries to detect them. This helps to de-bias the system by forcing it to learn more robust, unbiased representations. Furthermore, post-deployment monitoring is crucial. Even after an AI system is implemented, it needs continuous evaluation to identify and correct any emergent biases that might appear as it interacts with real-world data. Organizations are also developing ethical guidelines and review boards to oversee the deployment of AI in sensitive areas like law enforcement, ensuring that these systems are used fairly and responsibly. It's a continuous cycle of development, testing, and refinement, and importantly, involves independent audits from external bodies to ensure impartiality. The UNICRI, United Nations Interregional Crime and Justice Research Institute released a Toolkit for Responsible AI Innovation in Law Enforcement in May 2025, providing practical tools grounded in human rights and ethical policing principles to guide agencies.
And that ongoing vigilance is key. Now, as we look to the future, let's turn to our final segment, Future Forecast, the AI Horizon. Looking ahead, what do you see as the immediate and longer-term prospects for AI in forensic science and true crime? What emerging technologies or applications are on your radar that could truly change the game?
I believe we'll see an even greater integration of machine learning models for analyzing extremely complex and varied data sources. Beyond just social media, think about the vast amounts of data generated by smart devices, wearable tech, and the Internet of Things, IoT. These devices continuously collect data, location, health metrics, activity patterns, even voice commands, which under strict legal guidelines and warrants could provide critical evidence. AI will be essential in parsing this unstructured data, which is information that does not have a predefined data model or is not organized in a predefined manner, like text from social media posts or emails, video, or audio recordings. It will be about connecting seemingly disparate pieces of information to form a coherent narrative, even identifying subtle anomalies that might indicate criminal activity. We're also likely to see advancements in AI-driven tools for crime scene reconstruction, offering more precise and efficient analysis of complex biomechanical events. A recent study from the University of Oxford in February 2025, for instance, developed an AI-powered tool to enhance forensic investigations of traumatic brain injuries, achieving high accuracy in predicting injury outcomes based on assault scenarios. Imagine AI tools that can analyze bullet trajectory from subtle damage patterns or determine the precise force applied in an assault based on injury profiles and medical imaging. These aren't just pretty visualizations, they are dynamic analytical tools that can provide objective, data-driven insights.
So, more data, more intricate analysis. What about AI's role in forensic laboratories themselves, beyond just the initial investigation into the deeper scientific analysis?
Absolutely. In forensic labs, AI is poised to revolutionize several areas. We're already seeing its use in rapid DNA sequencing and analysis, significantly reducing the time it takes to process samples, and even flagging potential familial matches more quickly for genealogical investigations. But looking further, AI could automate aspects of toxicology screening, identifying unknown substances more quickly and accurately than human analysts by comparing chemical signatures against vast databases. In ballistics, AI could potentially match bullet striations or casing marks with unprecedented speed and precision against vast databases, something that currently requires highly skilled and often slow manual comparison by human experts. We might even see AI-powered microscopes that can identify minute trace evidence, like fibers or residues, with higher efficiency and a lower margin of human error. The goal is to make investigations faster, more precise, and ultimately more efficient, freeing up human experts for the most complex interpretations. It's about taking the repetitive, data-intensive tasks and offloading them to AI, so human ingenuity can be focused on the nuanced, critical thinking aspects of a case, and on the courtroom presentation of these findings.
That sounds like a future where cold cases become a thing of the past, or at least significantly fewer of them. However, it also demands ongoing scrutiny of these technologies and a robust legal framework to govern their use. The challenge for policymakers will be to keep pace with the rapid advancements in AI without stifling innovation while simultaneously protecting civil liberties.
Precisely. And it's not just about legal frameworks. It's about public trust. If the public doesn't trust how AI is being used in criminal justice, its effectiveness will be severely hampered. Transparency about algorithms, independent auditing for bias, and clear guidelines for human oversight will be paramount to building and maintaining that trust. We need to educate the public on what AI can and cannot do, and demystify the technology rather than treat it as some kind of black box. This includes open discussions about the limitations and potential for error in AI systems, especially when human lives and freedoms are at stake. As the digital landscape continues to expand with more connected devices and more personal data being generated, the scope and ethical challenges for AI and forensics will only grow.
And that's a responsibility that we all share, especially those of us involved in communicating these advancements. As we wrap up this AI True Crime series, what final thoughts do you have for our listeners about AI's role in seeking justice, particularly given the complexities we've discussed today?
My hope is that AI becomes a force multiplier for good, empowering human investigators to solve crimes that were once thought unsolvable, and to bring closure to victims and their families. But it's a tool, not a magic bullet. We must remain vigilant about the potential for bias, ensure transparency in its use, and prioritize human oversight at every stage. The ethical considerations are just as important, if not more so, than the technological advancements. If we strike that delicate balance, harnessing AI's power while upholding our fundamental values of justice, fairness, and accountability, AI can truly help us move closer to a more just society. It's an exciting, albeit complex, frontier, and one that requires continuous, thoughtful engagement from all of us.
Dr. Aris Thorne, thank you once again for sharing your invaluable insights. It's been an illuminating series, and your expertise has made these complex topics accessible and engaging for all of our listeners.
It was my pleasure, Dr. J.R. Always a delight.
And thank you to our audience for joining us on this journey through the world of AI and true crime. This marks the end of our July series. We've explored how AI is transforming criminal justice, from forensic analysis to ethical dilemmas, always striving to understand how these innovations can be leveraged responsibly. We hope you found it as thought-provoking as we have. So join us next time here at AI Innovations Unleashed for more explorations into the cutting edge of artificial intelligence. Be sure to like us, share us, or join us on all of our social media at AI Innovations Unleashed. Until next time, stay curious and stay informed.